her little head clinking like a barrel of red velvet balls, full past noise. Treats filled her eyes, turning them yellow like enamel-coated tacks, soft like butter, hard not to pour out, enjoying the sun while sitting on a turned-on waffle iron, smoke billowing up from between her legs, made me vomit beautifully and crush a chandelier, fall on my stomach and view her from a thousand happened facets. Liquid red salt ran over crystals. I later band-aided the area, sighed. Oh well, it was worth it. Penna pleased but sore from sitting, juiced a stubborn toe, and view the white pulps horribly large in their red pockets. I'm tired of playing, baby, she explained, and out of a blue felt box let escape one yellow butterfly the same size. Its droppings were tiny green phosphorus worms that moved in tuck and rolls that clacked and whispered in their confinement. Three little burnt scotch tape windows several yards away, mouths open to tongues that vibrated and lost saliva. Penna exclaimed, "That's the raspberries."